The Red Eye Radio Podcast is a service of Freightliner and Detroit.
Now, it's Red Eye Radio, with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc, from the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. They'll be back Sunday night / Monday morning a week from now. And we talked about Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Oh, he's going to resign from China, the board in China. Not just yet, in a couple weeks. And he'll resign all boards if, like when you buy the Cracker Jack box, you find out what the prize is after you buy it. If you elect his daddy, he will resign all boards. So, and remember, you can't attack Biden's 49-year-old adult son because children are off limits. Even if they get thrown out of the Navy for cocaine and they bed down with their dead brother's wife a month after the funeral and ex-wife says she divorced him because he gave them no money for the family to survive while he gave it all to strippers and prostitutes. I love what's her name? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in a big interview Sunday morning, said that Hunter Biden's a man of integrity. Just a man of integrity. You want to play that? Let's hear that.
Hunter Biden is a person of integrity, and in an abundance of caution, just to make absolutely sure that that no question arises, that he would resign from the board he was sitting on and agree that going forward he would not serve on any boards of foreign companies if Joe Biden were to be elected president.
Hookers, strippers, cocaine. Bedding down with your brother, your dead brother's widow, 4 weeks later, man of integrity. Absolutely. Why do I not vote Democrat? Gosh, these people are awesome. Meantime, I am very passionately displeased with our president withdrawing from Syria. Huge mistake. Not something to brag about. Not something that should have been done. Yes, we're going to need to leave our troops in certain areas in perpetuity, if need be, to make sure that we don't have an ISIS reconstitute like they did when Barack Hussein Obama pulled out of Iraq. This is one big mistake by Trump. It truly is, even though I'm a big fan. 866-90-RED-EYE is our number. 866-907-3339. Let's talk to David in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which is the home of Western Michigan University. You are on Red Eye Radio.
Hey there, Chris. Actually, I recently relocated here from nearly three decades in the Grand Rapids area, and I'm originally from South Florida. And let me, before I get to my point, I'll be as brief as possible. I'm 100% of Lebanese ancestry, and I'm actually Eastern Orthodox. And when I hear liberals speak on behalf of Arabs and Muslims, it's nauseating. First off, they ought to take Rashida Tlaib, who's a disgrace to all Arabs, and that Oman woman, and actually trade them, in football, trade them, give them, let them fight for Al-Qaeda and all the other slimebag terrorists, because that's all they are. They're purebred terrorists living in this country. And for the liberals, Chris, who are opposed to what's going on with Trump in the pullout there, I agree with them. The problem is they're the ones that are the pacifistic, oh, Trump's going to start World War III. Well, guess what? You should be elated, you liberals. And in addition, having been raised in South Florida, when Justin Trudeau made that gem of a statement that when Fidel Castro died, he said he actually had fond memories when he met him through his Marxist father, Pierre. Well, go tell a Cuban in South Florida, ask them about the Bay of Pigs and how JFK left them to die, those people that were going to take over, and they were guaranteed air support from the U.S. So, but do you think any liberal would ever have the nerve to discredit Kennedy for pulling out and not letting those Cubans get cover and be protected when they slaughtered when they were slaughtered at the Bay of Pigs.
Mm. I love a lot of what you're saying, a lot of your passion. Let me ask you a question. So it sounds like you agree with me that we should not have left.
Correct.
We should not have left Syria. And so people have been upset with me on this, saying, well, you know, we're not the world's police. And sure, you know, we fought alongside the Kurds, but that's not, you know, we're not going to sit there forever. What do you say to them?
Well, I just say that's fine. It's almost like to say if somebody insults your brother, you can insult your brother, but they better not because they are not within your family. And in the same sense, I can criticize my president, but liberals constantly criticize him. And like Limbaugh has said, if he provided a cure for cancer and gave everyone $5 million, they'd still whine and complain. So I just want them to keep their mouths shut because they've always been anti-American and anti-Trump to begin with. They still can't get over the election, and I just can't wait until either Friday or the following Monday when the reports start coming out about all the liberal slime that contributed to this witch hunt.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what's going to be funny. When their heads, we thought their heads were going to explode in 2016, they're going to really explode in next year, 2020, when he wins again by an even wider margin. Let's go to Jay in New Jersey. Jay, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Hey, Chris. I'd like to try and deal.
You there? I don't know. I guess we lost you, Jay. Try to call back again. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's go to John in Palestine, Texas. You're live on Red Eye Radio.
All right. I'll make it real short. What we ought to do is pull all of our troops from that country over there and all that, and then do one thing. Tell them either get along or we're going to put that nuclear bomb on you. And do to them what we did to Japan. We started the war, saved thousands and thousands of American soldiers' lives by nuking Japan. Look at Japan today. Now, they're just as nice and friendly as they can be.
And, nuked in submission. I like that.
I'm serious.
Well, I know you're serious. I know you're serious, but that was the... I think that nuking Japan was the right decision. I think there was no other decision but that. And it saved hundreds of thousands of more lives than it ended. But in this case,
yes, it did.
Yes, but in this case, I think I love talking about it or saying it. You know, let's turn that area into glass. But in this case, I think it would be counterproductive. The amount of people you'd be wiping out who don't support or have anything to do with this would not make any sense. Truthfully,
well, those people over there have been fighting since Jesus Christ before he was born, and it is a religious war. You do them a favor when you kill them so they can go to Allah in heaven and ride camels and have plenty of women all the time.
I appreciate your call, John. Thank you. it was fun. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's talk to... Oh, let's see here. Let's talk to Jay in New Jersey. Oh, Jay, you were able to get back on with your cell phone. Go ahead, sir. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Oh, yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. I don't know whether that was
That's okay.
me or you, but...
it was probably you, because I would never mess up.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I want to come down strongly on the side of... what I think were my two veteran compatriots. And I'd like to help perhaps dispel this.
Wow. I think we're going to have to just say that we are going to not be able to take your call with the cell phone service, Jay. But it sounds like he supported getting the heck out of there. And first of all, thank you for your service in Vietnam very much. you know, out of horrible things, good things come. Because y'all were horribly mistreated when you came back, you guys decided to never allow other people to be mistreated like that. And so that birthed the Patriot Guard Riders and all the love and support that our veterans now get from you. So thank you for that. That means a lot. But the beauty of this is that we have freedom of speech. Even if I don't fight, I get the freedom of speech too, thanks to you guys fighting for us. And nobody's freedom of speech is worth more than anybody else's. And I think we should have stayed in there. And I think that the people that were in there fighting alongside, like one of them told Jennifer Griffin, one of our guys, said he was just breathtaking, and this is a horrible mistake, and this is horrific what Trump did. One of the guys with Air Force, who was Special Forces there, as soon as they found this out, they could not believe it. This is a horrible mistake, getting out of Syria. And Turkey is not listening because they don't want to listen, because they're going to do everything. They're going further south, further west than they thought. Trump is saying, see, this is why we got out. No, this is why we should not have gotten out. Yes, a small contingency should stay there in perpetuity if need be, because otherwise we're going to see what happened in Iraq when we got out. ISIS is birthed. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-733-39. More on ISIS and pulling out of Syria. Plus, I want to get into Chelsea Clinton. We're hearing what she might start doing soon, and it's very scary. Coming up next on Red Eye Radio.
Wintertime is tough on trucks. Extreme cold temperatures can affect everything from batteries to tire inflation to fuel lines, making winter prep essential to the performance of your vehicle. Make sure your truck is prepared to handle any freezing cold curveballs this winter with the following maintenance tip. When temperatures fall, the paraffin wax in diesel fuel can thicken so much it clogs fuel filters or solidifies to the point where it will no longer flow. Invest in a new fuel filter and consider adding a winter fuel additive to your maintenance routine to help prevent fuel gelling. Stop into a TA truck service near you to shop our selection of winter fuel additives and fuel filters today.
This maintenance tip is brought to you by TA Truck Service. More bays, more expertise, more solutions.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Across America, Chris Crock in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio. Get this. A Democrat rep, Nita Lowey, is announcing she won't seek re-election in 2020. It's now rumored that Chelsea Clinton is going to go for that slot. If people are stupid enough to put her in, then they deserve what they get. Garbage. You know, she told in an interview, Chelsea told... What has she done, you say? Well, she's rich, and her dad and mom were in politics. Perfect. Her mom squirmed next to her when there was an interview, and she said over and over again in an interview the other day or yesterday, whatever, that somebody with a beard and a penis, excuse me, I'm not trying to be nasty, but yes, if they say they're a woman, they're a woman. Beard and penis. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Truth is not relevant anymore because they said so, because she says so. Turkey, I am extremely, extremely unhappy with President Trump pulling out of Syria. Big mistake. Bad move. Let's talk to some folks who want to talk about that. Mike in Fresno, California. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi there, Cross. I hope I can make Fresno a little proud here. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm really disgusted at Trump doing this. I just couldn't believe it when I was hearing. I thought Kurds were, you know, I might not know much about the Kurds, but I thought they were, you know, our friends. They helped us fight ISIS, and they have like 12,000 ISIS prisoners there. Is that correct?
Well, there's 11,000. There's PKK Kurds, which are bad news. There's the ones we're fighting with, which are good news. There's some good Kurds, some bad Kurds. But in this case, it's in our selfish interest to stay there. And leaving has caused this big vacuum. One of the questions I asked as I prepared for this morning's show was, did Trump know all this would happen? I wonder. I'm not saying that I know, but I got to think with all the intel that he knew, did he know this was going to happen, that doing this would allow Turkey to go farther into the west and farther into the south than they said they would? Because did he know all this would go on, that 785 ISIS prisoners, women and children now running for the hills, have escaped because the Kurds have stopped guarding them because they're getting killed by the Turks? This is a bad, bad move. I love our president. He's got my vote wholeheartedly, but he is so wrong on this one. And, Mike, I think you have made Fresno proud tonight. Well, if you agree with me, you're making Fresno proud. You are making, Mike, in fact, I'm going to go one further. You are making Fresno great again. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's talk with, let us see here. Yes, Craig in the great state of Pennsylvania, which Trump won and will win again. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Well, I'm just about to make my little town great again.
Your Hamlet.
I agree.
Your
with
Hamlet.
You.
Your Hamlet in Pennsylvania, yes. Your Berg.
If you look at history, you know, that colonel who went through all these schools, apparently he never had a class in history because World War One happened. We got out of Germany. What happened? World War Two. Then we stayed in Germany after World War II. Was there a World War III? No. We stayed in Japan. We're still in Japan. Was there a World War III with Japan? No. Korea. We fought a war there. We're still there. Is there a World War? Is there another ongoing war there? No. We got out of Vietnam. Didn't stay there. Didn't put troops in there. What happened? They took over the country. It's very simple to see where we stay, even with small contingents, that we stabilize the region.
And the irony is the smaller footprint of small contingency stays there. They're most likely going to be very safe, but that small contingency does a massive amount of good.
Oh, yeah. And they say, well, there's nothing we can do. They'll be attacked. Yeah, Syria is big. Iraq is big. You put a military base out there, people will come to it, and then you can train the Iraqi, the Syrian soldiers, whoever you want to train, and then send them back. You don't have to be in the cities where your soldiers are constantly getting sniped at and shot at, but plop it out at one of the big air bases in Iraq or in Syria that have been abandoned and put to use many times. There's all sorts of different ways to keep the soldiers away so that they're the traitors. So that if you're going to drive down this highway and bury your garbage, you're dead, because there's only one thing that you're going to, and that's the American base. You're planting anything, you're a bad guy.
And by the way, there's going to be people that we
safe.
And there's going to be people that we train that are going to kill us while we're training them. That's how nature of this is. But you have done more than make your burg proud. You've made Pennsylvania proud, and you've actually, I would even argue that you have made folks even more proud than folks who listen to me tonight are proud of me. Well, so you really hit a home run, a grand slam, brother. Thank you. Really great. Really great. You're a great conversationalist and you have great points. I don't like saying it, but this is a bad move by Trump. Bad, bad move getting him out. All right. This is Red Eye Radio. We're going to continue this discussion across America. Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary.
Phone lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
Across America, Red Eye Radio, Chris Kroc and Eric and Gary. So here's the thing. We've been talking about Hunter Biden graciously blessing us by saying he's going to resign from the board of this Chinese company, not right away, but in about 2.5 weeks, and that he'll resign from all boards if father gets elected. So we're talking about that and pulling out of Syria, huge mistake. Trump still kind of crowing today. I love our president, but crowing. We never should have been there. We shouldn't be in this area, all this kind of stuff. Sometimes we need to stay there with a small contingency. Otherwise, what happened in Iraq will happen again, where we left because Obama wanted to look good, and he birthed ISIS. And then the first response was, well, hey, ISIS is JV. No, they're not. You did this. Anyway, I think there's a reason that former Secretary of Defense James Mattis, one of the people on the ground with the Kurds until the other day, special forces guy with the Air Force, told Jennifer Griffin from Fox News that this is, he was aghast. It's a huge mistake. Lindsey Graham, for once, is right and saying this is a huge mistake. I am very displeased and unhappy about this, and it's not about... our friends, the Kurds, at least this faction of the Kurds, losing 11,000 people to kill and capture ISIS with us, that's important. It's very important. Keeping our word, showing all of our allies that we'll be there for them when we say we will and we won't leave them high and dry is very important. But more important is our own interests, our own selfish interests of making sure that ISIS doesn't reconstitute. You know, it really sucks that Europe wouldn't take its ISIS jihadi Johns back, you know what I mean? But, yeah, we got to stay there. And, yeah, sometimes we got to be the world's police. I am adamantly very much against battening down the hatches and just, you know, hoping somebody doesn't attack us, and then if they do, then go get them. I'm very much supportive of keeping the modest contingency in Afghanistan, in Iraq, just like we've done in South Korea, Germany, Japan, etc. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's go to Bill in New Jersey. You're on Red Eye Radio, Bill.
How you doing, Chris?
Good, sir. Thanks.
I disagree with you. Trump knew in advance what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was saying. Did he actually know?
Right now, the Kurds, Syria, and the Russians are teaming up. They're going to go after the Turks. Who are we going to back? Are we going to back Russia, or are we going to back the Turks?
Well, let's pause what you just said there, and I'll answer your question. If we wouldn't have left, then this wouldn't be happening.
Yes, it would. Trump knew it was going to happen.
No.
I disagree with you. Yes, it would.
So you think it was a mere coincidence that within 24 hours of us leaving, all this happens?
Of course. Trump knew it was going to happen. He knew the Turks were going to invade. The Turks said that they were invading so they could release, because the refugees wanted to go back to their country, right?
Hold on one second, sir. You're literally going to tell me, and you said it, but I want to just confirm, in all honesty and sincerity and transparency, you literally think us pulling out and then Turkey coming in and invading within like 12 to 24 hours was coincidental, the timing?
It wasn't coincidental. It was planned.
You're saying that they were going to come in with or without us being there. Is that what you're saying? That if
of
we
course.
Didn't? You're
of
saying
course.
That. Okay, hold on one of second. Course. Hold on one second. You think that if we didn't withdraw, they would have come in anyways?
Yep. And then we would have had a fight with the Kurds against them. Right now, the Kurds, Syria, and Russia is going to try and push them back, and the Democrats are going to have a choice to make. Who are we going to back?
Okay,
let me ask you.
Listen. So you're telling me that you believe that if we would have stayed there, Turkey would have invaded anyway and killed our people.
Yep.
Okay.
100%. And another thing.
Hold on. Hello. Yeah, shouting over me doesn't help. It doesn't help anybody. Don't be a dump like a liberal and yell over me. I'm telling you unequivocally that Turkey, well, first of all, bombs that came down within a couple hundred yards of our folks did not hit our folks yesterday or the day before because they did not want to kill us. And I'm telling you, they weren't going to kill us. So I just strongly disagree with you, and I appreciate your call. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's go to Mac in San Antone. You are on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Mac.
How you doing, Chris? I'll tell you what. You know, I have to go back to a earlier caller who was, I believe it was John, who was talking about when we dropped the nukes on Japan.
Yes.
Or the atom bomb, and it just made them a much nicer population. Well, the thing is, Trump is a businessman, and yeah, granted, we did drop a bomb on ISIS and pretty much obliterate them, but he's talking about dropping a nuclear economic bomb on Turkey, and I can see that coming.
Well, I don't see it yet. We could have pulled it already, and we haven't, and I'm wondering why, and I'm not. I don't want to be in this position. I don't want to have to pull a stupid thing. I think we shouldn't have left in the first place. The tiny amount of contingency we had there was very important. 785 ISIS prisoners have gone. They fled today. This sucks.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, General Mattis is right that ISIS is now going to resurge.
Okay. You know what? I love Mad Dog, but I will tell you that I think that the economic bomb, now granted, with the loss of human life with a nuclear bomb, an economic bomb just gets people's attention. And I think he's going at this from the business approach.
Okay, I know you said that already, let me tell you this. I think that Turkey, let me get really clear on this. Turkey does not care. They're not going to stop until they get exactly what they want. They've made a decision like a bull charging a red flag. They could care less what we do to them. They're going to finish the job. They're doing a great job. They're getting in there, and they're going way farther in than they said they were. They're going way past the boundaries. For much farther south and much farther west, they're not going to stop until they get everything they want, which is to kill every Kurd they can and to take as much land as they can. And they don't care what we do to them. They're going to finish. They've been waiting for a long time. They're salivating. They will take any lick. They will take their economy being devastated for a week or two, and they're going to finish the job. Then they'll go, oh, okay, we're sorry.
Well, I guess I can say I hope I'm right and you're wrong. Can't guarantee that.
Well, guess what? Trump made a mistake, and now we're in that position. We never should have been in this position we're in right now to begin with. I appreciate your call, though, very much. Appreciate your debate that we just had. Good stuff. Let's talk with, Daniel. Daniel's in South Carolina. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hello, Daniel. Let me see if I can push the button right. Hey,
how you doing,
Daniel?
Sir?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to say about you saying that since we left the Kurds, that we would never have any allies that would work with us again.
I didn't say never. I didn't say never, but there's a lot of allies that are going to think twice. And this is not me saying; it's people like General Mattis and others.
Yes. Well, I beg to differ on that. I believe that the powerful military that we got, anytime somebody has a chance to ally with us, they will.
Okay. Well,
we'll always better them.
I like Mad Dog Mattis. I trust him at his word. He says, quote, he was critical, Fox News says, of Trump's decision to abandon the Kurdish fighters, arguing it will make it difficult for Washington to make allies in the future. I think he knows a lot more than you or me.
I know a pretty good amount. I mean,
You think you might know.
There's a small.
You think you might know as much as Mad Dog?
I did 17 years with it.
Did you do it under Mad Dog Mattis's direction?
No, I did not.
Maybe you should have been telling him then what to do. Maybe you should have been directing him, right?
No. I'm not trying to direct him or nothing like that. No. I'm not being derogatory towards you at all. So,
okay, fair enough. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just carrying on a conversation. Okay, as far as y'all talking about, there's a small contingency in Korea. That's incorrect. I did 5 years on the DMZ. There's not a small contingency. There's tens of thousands of men there. There's tens of thousands of men in Germany. There's tens of thousands of men in Japan. A small contingency would not make any difference once these people decide they're going to do what they're going to do. The only thing would happen is our men would get killed.
A small contingency is all it takes in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and is all it was taking in Syria. I did not say, nor do I think, nor have I ever thought, that South Korea was a small contingency in Japan, in Germany. Regardless, it's working out pretty well for us. It sure is. I do appreciate your call, and I do appreciate your service, and I appreciate you setting me straight. Sometimes I'm not right. It's very infrequent. But nonetheless, this is Chris Rock on Red Eye Radio.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Across America, Red Eye Radio, Chris Kroc in for Gary and Eric. They will be back Sunday night/Monday morning. Talking about Joe Biden's son, he's 49, with a lot of problems and a lot of corruption in his life. Turkey as well, us getting out of Syria, not happy about that at all. Let's talk to Chris in Phoenix. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Chris.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but here's the thing. Have you ever served in the military, Chris?
No.
Okay. Everybody that says we should be all over the place has never served in the military, and my brothers and sisters have served 3 to 4 tours over there being shot at. I think if we're going to stay in places, there should be a mandatory draft where everybody does 2 years, and they might think different about the world then.
The people that are saying, two things. The people that are saying that we should not be pulling out of there and that we should be everywhere are people who do serve, like General Mattis, people like Lindsey Graham, who's a JAG officer, at least last time I checked. I think that that's number one. A lot of people that serve or have served think this is a big mistake. Negating others.
He is making a mistake.
Hello.
But
okay, so there you go. Number two, I think that, I strongly think that our brothers and sisters who fight for us, such as yourself, don't have any more freedom of speech than I do. In fact, that's why you guys are heroes. You fight not to get more rights, but to protect all of our rights, yours and mine included. But I also think about, I might surprise you here, I think the draft... I'm totally down. I'll tell you what I'm down with. Women want to serve the military. Great. Let's add them to the draft. I am not necessarily against the draft. I think our service will not be as good though, because then you got people who don't want to be in there. So that's why I'm opposed to it. Hope all that makes sense to you.
Oh, it did in Vietnam. It showed in Vietnam, but maybe if they had to do something, they'd quit complaining and appreciate America or something, you know?
I don't think so. I think they'd still hate us. They'd probably hate us even more. It's like trying to appease a leftist or a terrorist. That never works. Got to do what's best.
True.
Thank you for your service, Chris. I appreciate you, sir.
Have a great day.
You too. It's fun to have a good discussion. I'm very passionate about the whole thing, though, where, because like people, and he wasn't going there, but some people do. Well, did you serve? It doesn't matter. I'm totally free to be truthful and say it doesn't matter, because you'll catch some people who served trying to use that against you. And it's like, no, you don't get extra rights. You can, but then you're not a hero. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things I think is important to share with. So, this is some it's a bad thing to be watching here. But right now, I will tell you this. Across America, I am Chris Kroc, filling in for Eric and Gary. And by the way, they will be back a week from right now on Sunday night / Monday morning. Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with me? See, I was reading the time wrong. I'm telling you. But you can listen to podcasts, current and previous, show information, station lists, a listen live button. Go to redeyeradioshow.com, redeyeradioshow.com.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc. From the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. They'll be back Sunday night / Monday morning. What a show we've been having so far. First of all, of course, Hunter Biden graciously saying he's going to bless us by resigning his seat on the board in China, not right away, but in 2.5 weeks. And hey, if you buy the Cracker Jack, you get the prize. You just have to buy the Cracker Jack box. In this case, hey, if you put my dad in as president, I'll resign all my board seats. No thanks, dude. Stay on your board with your corruption, and we'll flush your father's candidacy down the toilet, and we'll reelect Donald J. Trump. Also, we have Syria. Huge mistake for President Trump to pull out of Syria. 785 ISIS prisoners fleeing right now. Never should have left. Should have left our small contingency there. Big, big problem. Another thing that is really important for me to share with you is Beto O'Rourke, the cultural appropriator, saying that he's going to go after churches and pull their tax exemption if they have the audacity to follow what the Bible says with regards to gay marriage. You know, so Beto wants to go after you and punish you if you subscribe to what God subscribes to as far as gay marriage, yanking their tax exemption. And I like what the Wall Street Journal said about it in a column. They said he calling it a reward makes it sound like it's a bonus, an unmerited bonus. It's not. And they talk about the principle of exempting religious institutions from the burden of taxation is rooted in the belief that religious activity encourages virtues that benefit the whole nation. Charity, honesty, industry. He's now trying to use the government to punish religious dissenters. Let's see what Beto said.
From your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
I want you to take notice of the claps and the cheers. That was not one person. That was the entire, for the most part, audience of Democrats. If you are a member of a church that believes in what God says and what the Bible says, that's the Democrat Party right there cheering to persecute you, tear you down, for having the audacity to support what God supports. Let me tell you something else. I do not support in any way the Muslim faith, but I tell you what, There are Muslim charities. There are Jewish family services and charities. There are Mormon, you know, services, etc., that serve the poor. This is going to affect all of them. Catholic charities, etc. And one column in a paper said that another paper said that they make our areas where we live, our communities, a better place to live. They sure do. Herman Cain said it well when he tweeted out a thing saying, "Does your church preach the gospel? Then Beto O'Rourke wants to take away its tax exemption." Trump was right when he tweeted the past 12 hours or 24 hours and said, "Beto's a wacko. I will never allow the federal government to be used to target, harass, or punish communities of faith." I would like to think that Beto O'Rourke is doing this because he's polling less than 2% in Real Clear Politics' latest polls. But when you hear that audience cheer, that's the Democrat Party. And it's sickening. It's our First Amendment right in our religious faith. And we are, it's unbelievable is what it is. Really. So I think it's pretty obvious there what team to be on if you are a person of faith, whether you be Muslim, Jewish, Mormon, Christian, Catholic, doesn't matter. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's see here. Let's talk to Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Ike.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Listen, let me see if I can make a robust point here. As a hardworking American veteran that, you know, basically considers him as patriotic as the next person, I'd like to point out whether it's Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or any of the rest of them, Donald Trump Jr., his daughter, any of them, I don't care who they are. If you've got the goods, bring it to the table, convict them, and let's throw them in jail. I don't give a damn who they are. It doesn't matter to me. By the way, the idea that people in this country can sit back and call other people that they've never met and they don't know slime and they hated the country and all these names and these vile words that you continue to use against the other party. You know, I just want you to understand something. Much like the Republican Party, I may be a Democrat, but I don't agree with everything that they do and everything that they say. The same way you don't agree with your party. Okay? But I can promise you this. There's one thing about most all of us. We care about our country, we care about our Constitution, and we care about the rule of law. And by God, if these politicians on either side of this damn argument can't get their act together and start throwing some of these corrupt officials in jail in both parties, then you know what? Our country's in peril.
So,
and yes, by the way, I do agree with you about Turkey.
Okay, good. And so on the impeachment thing then, so you would agree then stop having an impeachment in secret make a vote and allow the Republicans, just like they had in the Clinton impeachment and the Nixon impeachment, allow both sides to be able to subpoena, to be able to ask questions, allow the president to have his attorney in there to ask questions, just like in Nixon and Clinton impeachments. You agree with that too, right?
They can do it. They can do it any way they want. If they want to do it that way, fine. Let them do it that
way. That's how it's always been done.
Hold on.
My question is, that's how it's always been done. My question is, you say
it's always been done that way. Are you sure?
Yes. There's only been three impeachments since the history of this country's created, and I'm referring to the last two in modern history. So my question to you is this. You I love what you said, you know, charge them and put them in jail, okay? They're not charging Trump. They're playing a game. So to make a vote for articles of impeachment or stop playing a game then. Agreed?
Fine.
All right, cool.
I don't
care.
Yeah, sure.
Good. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. 866-90-RED-EYE. Let's go to Lee in Sanger, Texas. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Good evening, Chris. I listen to you all the time, and most of the time you're concentrating on the Metroplex and on Texas, and now we're all the way to Syria. I can see the headline tomorrow. Chris Kroc infers that Trump is in favor of genocide. You know, that's what it sounds like. With all due respect, I don't think that anybody out here, all of us, and I'm 82 years old, by the way, and I've served my country. But President Trump has got to think about Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, rather, Saudi Arabia, Russia, China. And he made one mistake, if it was a mistake, but we're judging and we're assuming that he didn't know what the hell he's doing. And you just said yourself that he is a businessman and he thinks things out, right, as a businessman. However, if he did make this one mistake, if it was a mistake, I don't think it's fair to throw him under the bus. That's my point.
Well, let me tell you this. I completely...
If it was a mistake.
Okay, it's my turn. I completely, wholeheartedly am voting for this president again and support him, but he's dead wrong on Syria. Everything else I'm very happy with. And I didn't say he's a businessman. Somebody else did earlier, which he is, and he conducts things like a businessman, which is great. But he's wrong in Syria.
Well, what makes you qualified to make so absolutely sure, not just quoting Mattis and Graham, what makes you so positively adamant about that point that you know better than President Trump? With all due respect, I'm not trying to knock you down, but I just would like to understand what is your reason for that, to believe that.
My reason to believe that, you said I'm not allowed to quote people like his former Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, who oversaw thousands and thousands of troops in that part of the country and executed successful wars. You can't take away what Mattis said. You can't take away what people who have intelligence and inside information that you and I can't get and never will get and say that I have to have my opinion based on nothing else. My opinion is based on what the experts are saying. My opinion is based on what I believe we have done properly in Afghanistan and Iraq, which is to leave a small footprint in there to prevent Al-Qaeda or ISIS from being birthed or resurging, as Mattis put it this weekend. So I think it's it. And I think we've made a huge mistake in getting out of Syria. But I do appreciate your call. Let's go to, let me see here, Mike in Illinois. You are on Red Eye Radio, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, the last four people, I agree with them.
Is that it? That's all you called to say?
How long have we been over there?
Over where, in Wisconsin?
Yeah, the war. The war in Wisconsin.
There's one war. Sir, I hate to tell you, but we've had war, and we have war in many countries in that part of the... You said there. What do you mean, there?
Right, exactly.
Hold on! You just threw something out there that made no sense. And then I go, well, which one? You go, right, exactly. I'm going to have to answer that for you. How long have we been over there is so vague, it cannot be answered. So that whenever I respond, you'll say, exactly! Now, if you'd like to be more specific, I'm listening, Mike.
How long have we been over there teaching these guys how to fight?
Sir, you're going to have to be more specific.
Okay, you want to talk about Syria. How long have we been over there helping them with 1,000 guys?
I don't know about how long you think it's been.
Well, I'm asking you. You guys know everything.
Well, you seem to know. You seem to say you know more than I do, you're implying. So you tell me, how long have we been in Syria?
Well, obviously we've been over there for a while. If they haven't learned how
to
fight,
sir, you are the king of vague. How do you say vagandom? Vagueness. You're the king of vagueness. Wow, it's a long time. You're going to have to be more specific. Just get to your point, though, because otherwise we'll be going back and forth.
We yank our guys out. 1,000 guys ain't going to do anything over there.
They sure as heck did. They're gone, and look what's happening. Appreciate your call, sir. Woo! Woo! That's hot. Okay. We have a line or two open. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. The irony of having just 50 or 1,000 people and pulling them out and looking how bad things are now. Woo! This is Chris Kroc filling in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio.
There are plenty of Halloween items that can be reused or repurposed, including the pumpkin. Sure, according to University of Alaska Extension's Rayda Hastings, repurposed as in made into a delicious food item, as long as the pumpkin is uncarved.
You want to select one that's completely intact, and you want to make sure that it's, you know, free of bruises and cuts, and you see no moldy spots, and you want to make sure that it's stored in a cool, dry, well-ventilated area where the temperature is more about 40 to 50 degrees, where it can be stored up to several months.
You can puree the pumpkin meat to make pie filling or pumpkin rolls, bake or air fry the seeds, or dehydrate from puree for a future use. And if you like squash, you can bake the pumpkin as well.
With its natural juices and everything, and it's a great treat plain as is, or you can add a little bit of butter or some cinnamon and brown sugar on top of it and just have it as a dessert too, baked as is. And it's very convenient and nutritious and low calorie.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The USDA report is brought to you by Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel Fuel.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. Let's go right to Donna in New Jersey. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Good to listen to you and all your callers.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a different take. I'm going to say that Trump is acting as a businessman with goal-oriented behavior. He's looking at the whole situation in Syria, and he's saying, what are the goals that we want to achieve there? That was my... that was my run. He wants to achieve the goal. What kind of goal can we achieve in Syria? And I think that we want peace and stability in Syria, and I think that that will come if the Kurds align themselves with the Alawite minority, which was ruling before Obama got in and upset the whole apple cart over there. Another strong point about the Kurds and about us not needing to be there is that there is a large Kurdish population in Israel. There's a lot of Jewish Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe that Israel will look after them and will, you know, step in with Air Force if need be. The other point is that we need to show that Turkey should possibly not be in NATO, that Turkey is not on our side in this involvement, and that they are deliberately coming out and attacking our allies. So,
I tell you this: my concern is we got 700. My concern is we got 785 ISIS women and children fleeing right now out of the prison. Some jihad babies, terror babies, as it were, and their mamas.
They're always going to be there. Let them flee. Let them run away. We want stability in the region.
What about when Obama pulled out of Iraq, birthing ISIS? That's what I'm thinking about.
That was bad, but I think there's a little bit of difference here because I don't believe that Assad is bad. I think that the Kurds, and from what I'm hearing, they're aligning now.
Let me tell you this. I hope you are right. I do hope you are right. Mm. Now your national forecast.
For the most part, the nation is dry this Columbus Day. We do have a weather maker in the south extending from Georgia up through the Carolinas and portions of the Maryland Laurel Highlands, where we could see some showers today, although not a great amount of rainfall. We're not expecting any severe weather from that system. The southern plains through the northern plains will be dry after a snowmaker went through the northern tier states. That system's winding down. In the west, things remain extremely dry, especially for California, where low humidity and high winds continues to create the threat for wildfire. Most of the country's been visited this past week by cooler temperatures. A good reminder to around the house, prep your plumbing for winter weather by draining and rolling up garden hoses and having any water in in-ground irrigation blown out. Columbus, Ohio today, 66 and sunny. Columbus, Georgia, chance of rain 86. The national forecast from Red Eye Radio. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
Lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
In our remaining time, let's talk about things that we've been talking about all morning here on Red Eye Radio. Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. Oh, let's go right to Frank in Louisiana, where Trump just had a rally the other night. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Frank.
Chris. Yes. I just got a question. Where's the UN in all this? I mean, we spend billions of dollars on the UN. They're supposed to be the world police. I think all this leaving us there, making us do everything, is just, you know, making us look bad. If we had, they're designed to be a nation against, you know, all this turmoil. And if it would be better if all the nations were together on this and they had people down there.
I agree with you. I love what you're saying. France and Germany.
Trump's point.
Hold on. France and Germany were there with us in Syria until we're all getting out now. And I agree with you about the UN. You know, they should be handling this. However, selfishly, in our own interests, so that we don't have ISIS grow stronger, like they did when Barack Obama pulled out of Iraq. Selfishly, so that we don't have another attack like on 9/11. That's why I want us to be there. Now, what were you going to say in response?
That's the point, is to make us look bad because we're trying to control everybody, when it should be the UN, the nations
right.
together trying to control and make the peace down there.
I agree, but I don't want us. We're not there, though, to look good, and we are making people that don't like us hate us even more by being there. I understand that. You're right. But we need to be there for our own selfish interests, not because we're filling in for the UN, but because I don't want to get hit again. I don't want to batten down the hatches and hope we don't get hit again, and if we do, then respond. I don't want to play whack-a-mole. When it pops up, we go there, and then we leave, and then it comes up again. I want to leave a small footprint, if need be, so that this doesn't happen, and that's what we had going on. Appreciate your call, though. Let's go to Doug in Tennessee. You're live on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Doug.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Good, sir, thank you.
Good. Just a quick point on, I'm kind of like you, I kind of think he made a mistake in pulling back the troops from Syria, but there's also a part of me going and saying, you know, this has been a historical perspective. There's been presidents that have done these, you know, the Somalian pullout by Clinton, you know, of course, Obama's pullout from Iraq, and we're not going to know if, in fact, this is actually a mistake or actually a moment of brilliance until maybe there's a historical perspective on it. I do think it's interesting that they were having the Turkish buildup prior to Trump pulling out. I just wonder if he picked up the phone and called the Turk leader, and the Turk leader said, I don't care what you think, we're going to attack him there anyway. And I just don't, I mean, all it would take is one Turkish operation going against some of our guys and killing some of our guys, and the next thing you know, we're having at it with the Turks. And it's just, now that opens up a bag of worms that nobody wants to get into, especially considering the Turkey Empire or the Turkey organization is part of the NATO organization. So I think there's probably some undercurrents that are bigger and deeper in there, and that triggered his business sense saying, look, I put people in harm's way, they might end up getting killed as bystanders in this thing, and the next thing you know, I'm going to have to go in there and drop a can of whoop ass on the Turks.
I like what you say. I like what you're saying. I like that you agree with me that we should not have gotten out of there. I agree with you that hopefully we're wrong and that it'll end up being a good thing in a year or two or three. But I also think, though, when we take what you said about, you know, we don't want to be, you know, being at war with Turkey. If Turkey did say, as you say, like, hey, we're coming in, so you better get out because we're coming in no matter what, Turkey would be the one advancing on us, and therefore they would be the one in big trouble for coming after us, you know, even because we wouldn't get out of the way. So you're saying that, I hope you see what I'm saying there. The point is that you say, well, you know, maybe we got out because Trump knew it was going to happen anyways, and then we'd be looking bad. But see, they would be looking bad first because we were already there. So they'd be the one coming after one of their own folks who they're not supposed to be attacking at all because they're part of the same organization we're part of. I appreciate your call. Let's go to... There we go, Steve in San Diego. You're on Red Eye Radio.
Yes, Chris. I was in sort of line with your last caller. Is there some super secret conversation? Because any conversation Trump has is not super secret.
Yeah,
with Erdogan.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, Erdogan has been doing the pee-pee dance over Syria since long as the Democrats have been doing it over impeachment. And he just said an ultimatum, I can't hold my bladder, we're coming in, your troops may get damaged, we're not going to target them, but they're subject to be damaged while we do our thing here, and unless you want to go into a shooting war with us, I recommend you pull them out, and maybe that's why Trump did it.
Well, and again, I'm going to say that I hope you're right, but until we hear that that's what happened, then we made a big mistake.
I agree. We should have. I mean, we kept a contingency group. Well, it's not more than a contingency in South Korea, and that is keeping North Korea from invading. Even though we should have just ended that war all the way around and not allowed half that country to starve.
You're right. The North Korean Empire would have taken over and be ruling South Korea as of right now if we weren't still there. Steve, thanks for your call, sir. Let's talk to Rick in Illinois. You are on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you, Chris? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, sir. Thank you.
I'm in line with the last two callers. I just think that, Trump says some crazy things, but if you're a Trump fan and supporter, you've got to just believe in him, and you got to understand that he's privileged to a lot of information that we'll never be privileged to. He knows things that he can't say. And, you know, he says some outlandish things like, you know, when he first said his hotel was being wiretapped, we all laughed. We thought it was a joke. Well, now it comes out. It's been true. He talks about the witch hunt. People laughed. Now we know it's true. It's just he does things. And then when it's all said and done, it turns out it was correct and it was the right thing to do.
He talks about the deep state. He talks about the deep state, and I laughed, but I'll tell you what, when we see about this crap with his calls and this fake whistleblower, now a second one, you know, and there's a whole bunch more coming out. These are deep and deeply embedded, longtime people, career justice officials that hate him and are doing what they can to. I mean, I read an article from Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that blew me away about two or three people who with different departments who were outed as being totally trying to destroy him with their, and they've even written columns publicly afterwards about, like, you know, why I went after him. They feel justified. If you see it from their side, they feel totally justified in what they're doing because they're like, what they're doing is right. They're using the tools they have to try to take out a president. So, yes, I agree with you that about that. However, in this one, we do not know that. And however, in this one, it just looks freaking bad. And look, listen, I don't think Lindsey Graham, for example, I have gotten so much more respect for this guy after Senator McCain passed away. He seems to finally have gotten his cojones back. And I don't think he would be saying what he's saying about this. I don't think General Mattis would be saying what he's saying about this if there was some truth to what you're saying. I hope you're right, but I don't think you are.
One thing, too, I want to add is that this president took over a depleted and neglected military. Whenever he gets a chance, he praises our military. Whenever he gets a chance, he brings them up on stage.
Yes.
He has donated his salary to the military. Nobody loves this military more than he does.
And our cops. I totally agree with you. I love that about him. He's got a huge heart for them. Yes.
Yep. So we have to just trust that he's doing the right thing for our military, because I don't think he'd steer them wrong. I think he has his reasons. I think he has his data, his information that we don't know about, and he's doing it for the people. And one more thing, too. You were talking about you'd rather see us protected. Well, what do you think bringing the troops home is exactly what it's going to do? Is more troops that are here guarding our borders and taking care of us, like Trump keeps saying he wants to do, bring them home,
well,
the more secure we're going to be.
Well, they're not guarding our borders. They can't guard our borders. That's the Border Patrol. All they can do on the borders is buttress the Border Patrol, but not in arms or arrest powers, but in the wiping the baby's butts and taking care of the day-to-day non-security issues, because they're not allowed to do that. You've said over and over again, I really like you, and you have the same accent I do from being from the great state of Illinois, but born and raised in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, but I cannot. You say we have to just trust him. We have to trust. No. Mm-mm. Even Reagan said trust but verify. So I love this president. He is better than in my wildest dreams than I thought he would be, but he's wrong on this one. Let's see who we're going to talk with next. Let's talk with Chance in Oregon. You're live on WBAP. And Chance, I said Oregon. That's how it's supposed to be. Not Oregon, but Oregon, right?
Yeah, it's just Oregon.
That's right, Oregon. It's no, it's not just Oregon. Come on, baby, it's Oregon. Arr! You're on Red Eye Radio.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey, so 2 or 3 weeks ago, everything that hit the newspapers was how Trump wanted the countries around there to take back their ISIS fighters that the Kurds,
yes,
and I guess us, have been guarding. That hit the newspapers all over the place.
Yes.
And, you know, he threatened. He says, we'll pull our troops out. Why, you know, if we have to bring them to Guantanamo Bay and guard them, it will break us. And none of those countries, they just laughed, it sounded like to me. They didn't want to take any of their...
You're right on this, yes.
And so that was the head of it. And then, you know, so we have 50 troops stuck over there, like you say, keeping Turkey from overrunning them.
Well, 50 and then 1,000 as well. Go ahead.
It really sounded like Trump knew that things were starting to heat up over there. And, you know, I kind of think about simple things with him. He's like a general contractor, to put it in better sense.
Yeah.
You know, he subs out all different things, but he's the general. So he's looking at more than just one function.
Yeah.
General Mattis, he's an amazing leader.
Right.
But he's military. You know, we don't want just the military.
True.
Running the United States. You know, so Trump's got to look at all aspects. That's what a good president does. So you take his advice, you know. General Mattis, he's there to win. He's a bulldog.
Right.
I mean, but But would 50 troops, and, you know, in the overall scheme of things, so say, like the other guy was saying on the radio, say those 50 troops that was there, say they got killed. Turkey wouldn't have cared. You know, they quit buying our military weapons. They went with Russia.
Well, that was actually our fault. We bungled that. I think that was under Obama, and that was our fault. We were playing a little hardball with them, and they went to Russia. But I, you know what I like, truthfully, I want to be just totally honest and just straightforward, which is what I should do, is you and some of the previous callers, our last caller as well, are helping me. It's like, and I'm being serious, like I'm in a counseling session and you're helping me feel better about this. because I still don't, but you are making me feel better. I swear, you're making me, come here, you're going to be okay. This is Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Shell recently launched Shell Rotella T615W40 full synthetic. Megan Pino is Shell Rotella Global Brand Manager and tells us what was behind the development and more about the product.
We are excited to launch this new full synthetic Shell Rotella T615W40. This is the first time we have a full synthetic in 15W40 viscosity range. We know that truckers love 15W40. That is the primary viscosity grade used in the U.S. and Canada and really in many parts of the world as well. So our customers can enjoy some of the benefits of cold temperature properties, low temperature and high temperature, allowing for the oil to flow faster into the engine and protect it better. Having a full synthetic also allows for extended drain opportunities for those that are trying to push the limits a little bit. But we always recommend following their manufacturer recommendations and doing oil analysis to ensure that they are changing when appropriate.
For more, go to Rotella.com. This engine report is a service of Shell Rotella.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. If you missed it, go to redeyeradioshow.com. That's redeyeradioshow.com for all the podcasts.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.